Have you ever looked in the mirror and barely recognized the person staring back? Not because of wrinkles or gray hair, but because something essential seems missing? That's exactly what happened when Karen Walrond stood in her newly rebuilt bathroom after Hurricane Harvey destroyed her Houston home in 2018. Exhausted and depleted, she initially blamed age for her diminished reflection. Then came the revelation. It wasn't age stealing her vitality, it was stress. This moment sparked a quiet revolution, leading her to commit to small daily acts of self-care: meditation, movement, water, gratitude. A year later, a friend immediately noticed the transformation, perfectly capturing what had occurred. "Your pilot light went out, and now it's back." This simple observation reveals a profound truth about aging. What we attribute to growing older is often something entirely different, something we actually have the power to change. Half the world holds ageist attitudes, per the World Health Organization. We've internalized aging messages so deeply, we don't recognize them. Complimenting someone for looking great for their age reveals our assumption that looking good and being older are incompatible. A knee twinge triggers, "I'm getting old," rather than considering other causes. Ashton Applewhite offers a radical reframe. Aging is simply living. We've been aging since birth. The real issues aren't age, but invisibility, incompetence, and irrelevance, none age-specific. Dr. Becca Levy's research confirms our aging beliefs become self-fulfilling prophecies, affecting memory and longevity. Those with positive aging perceptions live 7.5 years longer. Mike Gebremedin, who grew up in East Africa, witnessed elders revered rather than dismissed. In his culture, aging brings increasing respect and wisdom, not diminishing value. Our Western productivity obsession created an aging crisis absent in many cultures. When Walrond described her changing body, stubborn weight gain, night sweats, joint discomfort, her nurse practitioner dismissed it. "Welcome to getting older. It happens." This casual brush-off reflects a broader problem in how we approach aging bodies. Rather than obsessing over weight loss or fighting natural changes, what if we shifted to nurturing wellness? Working with neurologist Rita Achari revealed something unexpected. Despite insisting her diet was healthy, lab work showed Walrond needed 8 vitamin supplements with concerningly high cholesterol and blood sugar. But Rita's approach wasn't restrictive, it was expansive. She suggested specific supplements, daily yogurt for gut health, and accompanied Walrond to farmers markets to select nutrient-rich foods. For movement, Walrond rediscovered jumping rope and hula hooping, rhythmic activities that improved her mood through their cadence. After 6 months, her lab results improved dramatically, and she felt bien dans ma peau, well in her skin. The crucial shift came from Rita's Ayurvedic perspective. Food isn't medicine, which implies sickness, but nourishment that brings life energy into the body. This mirrors positive psychology principles, nurturing the healthy aspects of ourselves rather than fixating on what needs fixing. At 11, newly moved to Texas from Trinidad, Walrond secretly bought makeup with her allowance to fit in. Her mother's instructions revealed internalized racism: minimize your big lips, make your broad nose appear smaller. She continued trying to minimize her features for nearly 2 decades until a friend complimented her lips. Beauty standards are fickle and often racist, shaped by culture and fads lasting about a decade. From Rubenesque figures to waifishly thin models to curve-celebrating influencers, ideal beauty remains ideal precisely because it doesn't exist, as Naomi Wolf noted. At 53, Walrond questioned her habit of dyeing her hair every 6 weeks, a relatively new practice that beauty companies marketed by exploiting aging anxiety. When she stopped dyeing and cut her hair short, revealing her salt and pepper natural color, she feared people would think she'd let herself go. Instead, reactions were surprisingly positive. She'd given herself permission to define beauty on her own terms, wearing lipstick over her entire lips, stopping attempts to alter her nose shape, even ceasing chemical hair straighteners she'd been told were necessary to appear professional. In a world that profits from our insecurities, choosing to embrace your natural self becomes a radical act. In Avignon, France, Walrond met Miguel, a Peruvian craftsman whose impromptu celebration with friends, complete with wine, guitar music, and storytelling, demonstrated our capacity for genuine connection across differences. Former Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy reveals that chronic loneliness poses health risks equivalent to smoking 15 cigarettes daily, significantly increasing addiction, anxiety, and depression. Through conversations with Brené Brown, Walrond explores how true belonging requires embracing our authentic selves rather than modifying behavior for acceptance. Her father exemplifies this through his weekly limes, traditional Trinidadian gatherings where lifelong friends share meals and wisdom. Practical strategies for combating isolation include dedicating 15 minutes daily to genuine interaction, eliminating digital distractions during social time, embracing solitude for self-awareness, and engaging in service activities. Research confirms that expressing genuine gratitude enhances happiness, strengthens relationships, improves sleep and cardiovascular health, and reduces stress hormones by 23%. Alfred Nobel read his premature obituary, labeling him a merchant of death for inventing dynamite. This stark confrontation prompted him to establish the Nobel Prizes, fundamentally reshaping her legacy. We can redefine our life's purpose at any age. After 14 years in an unfulfilling legal career, Walrond made her most rebellious decision, quitting without another job to pursue writing, photography, and speaking. Though earning less initially, she was finally doing meaningful work that energized her. Viktor Frankl's insights from Auschwitz showed that meaning isn't just beneficial, it's essential for survival. Through conversations with accomplished individuals like journalist Linda Laurel and activist Tarana Burke, Walrond explores how purpose develops through clarifying values, following curiosity, and integrating life lessons. Their stories reveal how callings evolve through unexpected challenges, yet return us to our authentic selves. Following her friend's philosophy that the first half of your life is biographical and the second half is autobiographical, Walrond crafted a new mission to convince the skeptical of their uncommon light and model living an expansive life through growth, play, and adventure. A terrifying scuba dive transformed into transcendent joy when playful sea lions appeared, proof that stepping outside comfort zones unlocks profound presence. Play, any joyful act where you forget time and results, activates creativity and releases dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, and endorphins. Michelle Fishburne exemplifies this. After losing her hearing, her job, becoming an empty nester, and facing homelessness in 2020, she created Americans of the Pandemic, interviewing and photographing people nationwide, leading to media coverage and a book deal. Daniel Pink's research reveals that as we age, we regret inaction more than action, making a compelling case for following curiosity towards seemingly impossible dreams. Fishburne's kaleidoscope metaphor beautifully captures positive aging. With slight perspective shifts, we discover new, beautiful iterations of ourselves at any age. In a world capitalizing on age-related fears, choosing joy becomes radical resistance. Your pilot light doesn't have to dim. Keep it burning, not by fighting age, but by embracing the freedom, wisdom, and authenticity that only time can bring.